This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. leaders said early Wednesday they've reached an agreement on a $2 trillion economic rescue package to help workers and businesses cope with the coronavirus outbreak. The text of the bill is due to be released Wednesday morning with a vote in the Senate to follow. If the Senate gives its approval, the measure will go to the House of Representatives. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill is, quote, far from perfect, end quote, but that after improvements from days of negotiations, it should be quickly approved. Schumer said, we have a partisan agreement on the largest rescue package in American history. This is not a moment of celebration, but one of necessity. Help is on the way. That's from Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, that last part. He described the measure as good news for doctors and nurses around the country who need more funding and protective equipment, such as masks, to care for coronavirus patients, as well as for families who are set to get checks as part of an effort to inject trillions of dollars into the U.S. economy. In effect, McConnell said, this is a wartime level of investment into our nation. U.S. President Donald Trump is poised to accept. U.S. President Donald Trump is poised to send the United States back to work within weeks, despite warnings from medical experts that might be premature to prevent an even wider spread of the COVID-19 virus. I would like to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter, which is April 12th, Trump said during an interview on Fox News on Tuesday. We have to go back to work sooner, much sooner than people thought. From Washington, this is VOA News. In a subsequent White House interview with Fox News, Trump also said it would be beautiful to have packed churches all over our country on Easter, despite the warnings from the medical community that social distancing may have to continue across much of the United States for months. At a White House briefing for reporters later in the day, Trump said he would rely on the coronavirus task force and data for setting a date that could see some sections of the country that are not hot spots for COVID-19, such as the Farm Belt, some of the western states, and Texas, released from coronavirus guidance on social distancing. I hope we can do this by Easter, the president reiterated. The Democratic Party candidate that Republican Trump is likely to face in November's general election appeared incredulous when asked about the president's comment to reopen the country within weeks. For a few short weeks, the people of Gaza had hoped that 13 years of tightly sealed borders with Israel and Egypt might somehow prevent the spread of COVID-19 into the Palestinian enclave of 2 million people. Some even joked that the Israeli blockade of Gaza protected it from the virus, a 25-year-old graduate student of Al-Azhar University said. But now people are filled with fear. He said the shift of feelings from immunity to vulnerability came Sunday after authorities announced that two men, aged 79 and 63, who returned to the Strip from Pakistan via Egypt, tested positive for COVID-19 at a border quarantine station. Authorities now count 59 cases of COVID-19 in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Israel has more than 1,440 confirmed cases. Gaza is amongst the most densely populated places in the world, and social distancing is very difficult, according to Abu Salam. This is a terrifying scenario. A Sikh religious compound was attacked in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday. A spokesman for the Interior Ministry says security forces have blocked off the area around the temple and have exchanged fire with the gunmen. A Sikh lawmaker told news outlets that four people had been killed and more than 100 people trapped inside the temple. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Afghan's minority Sikh community has been targeted numerous times by Islamic extremists in recent years. A suicide bomber killed more than a dozen people in the eastern city of Jalalabad in 2018, in an attack claimed by Islamic State. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Via remote, I'm Diane.